Another story happened with there was a Baal Tshuva who was a Ben Kibbutz. He was from a kibbutz before. Kibbutznik, yeah. And he got close to Reb Shmuel and to Breslev and everything. His mother was the daughter of Zalman Eran. He was a big Zionist from the Mapai, I don't know exactly. He was also a minister of education here in this country.
You mean re-education?
Re-education, exactly. And the mother, she was very, very against the fact that her son is getting close to Judaism, and there was always fights between her and her son and everything. And when he told it to Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel has felt so much pain, but for what? Not for him, for her. Sorry. Poor lady, she thinks her son was caught into the darkness. He was very sorry for the mother. So he called the mother to his house, not religious, not dressed properly. Called the mother to the house, and he sat with her for a long time with his eyes closed. He told her, and he gave her so much, you're such a great woman, look what a son you got. And she gave her all praises. Right? And that you have so much koach, look how you're receiving your son, even though he did such a dramatic change in his life. For a long time, until she started bothering her son. From that on, from that conversation, she started bothering her son. Very sensitive, Shmuel. Also, I heard, I was thinking of Binyamin Batzri Zatzal, he just died a month ago. Be'er Sheva.
Binyamin Batzri.
Binyamin Batzri, yeah.
Yeah, Bill David.
No, I didn't see David. Shalom, David. David Batzri Shlita. Right here in the Bukharin. Yeah. And your Ezra's at the end of the road. On the right side. Big Yeshiva. No, Rabbi Binyamin Batzri. He was a Talmid of Rabbi Avraham Keshe. So, Batzri said a story once. He said that once he went with his wife to Rav Cheshin. And his wife, very tzanua, also zichrono livracha, she died 3 months before her husband. I think a half year. A year? Not a whole year, less than a year.
About 3/4 year, half year.
Yeah, Hashem Erachem. They're both young, both I think under 60. Big tzaddikim, did a lot of kiru in Be'er Sheva. Anyways, he just died a month ago. About. So he said, Rabbi Namatsa, they went to Rav Cheshin once, and his wife was sneezing, she didn't want to go upstairs. He stayed on the bottom, and down the bottom of the staircase, and the Binyamin went up. So Rebel asked him, where's the wife? He came with your wife. I know you came with the wife. So she's downstairs. Said, what do you mean? He got up, he walked downstairs with his eyes closed. He said, Rebel Batzri, I'm so sorry. Come upstairs. With Shmira Tainayim, everything, with full sensitivity, 100% sensitivity. Another story from Shmuel Shapira about his Azus. He has Azus. He had holy chutzpah, like we say. Right? He told once his son, his grandson, when he was escorting him to go to yeshiva. So the grandson told the, he was saying goodbye to him. So the grandson told the grandfather, give me a Dvar Torah. By the way, something I'll think about on the way. So Shmuel told him so. Chazal say that a person has to say tefillah derech from outside the city because there's all kinds of problems that could be happening, right? So Shmuel said, what? In the city, there's nothing that could happen to you. There's no car accident. Nothing could happen. Only outside the city? So Shmuel asked him. He said, but the main kavana a person has to have in Fias Derech is not from the car accident, from the spiritual accident, from guarding the eyes, from blemishing the eyes. Right? So outside the city, Tikkun Fias Bukhan Tani Shema Shmira Bukhanit. Why? He said, outside the city, there's not so many people, so it's possible to pray such a prayer that you won't sin. But inside the city, it's impossible to guard your eyes. Therefore, what are you going to pray for something impossible? Because it says in the Gemara, you can't daven at tefillas shav. I just learned it today in the Gemara. The Gemara, Tainis brings down the Gemara, Brachas brings down the Gemara. I learned the Bar Mitzia, at the end of Targum Afki, the Gemara brings down. That someone, let's say there's a fire in the city, and you see the fire, you now have to daven, oh, Yiratzon is not my house. Because there's a fire going on. If it's your house, your house. You can say Yiratzon, if it's my house, it shouldn't burn down. But not to say a prayer that can't happen. It's Shkirat Shav. That's how he was telling that it's impossible to walk in the streets, and everyone knows this. Okay, another story. Mabatcher Reb Shmuel, a Sarah Reb Shmuel. Even when his eyes were open, Reb Shmuel's eyes, right? He was looking at the world as a nothing, empty world, not worth anything. That's how he looked at the world. This is what Reb Shmuel told once his best friend, older than him, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bender, the Tzal. And Reb Levi Yitzchak said this at the Shiva of Reb Shmuel. He said, many Jews told me, not myself, I saw this. I looked at your father, especially when I looked at his holy eyes. Every time I looked at his holy eyes, Reb Levi Yitzchak said, every time I looked at the eyes of Reb Shmuel Shapiro, and we're learning together, whatever, I had a hirul tshuva. Looking at his eyes gave people a hirul tshuva. And now that he's nifta, the ladies have said, I'm lacking this hirul tshuva to have. Says, and this is not a eulogy, because he said not to give eulogy over him. It's not a eulogy. I'm just saying what I'm lacking right now. I'm lacking the hirul tshuva I used to get looking in his eyes. And each one of us is obligated to change his work to work, because now that there's a lacking of such a soldier, such a worker, like Reb Shmuel Shapira. So of course everyone has to know to change his ways and be stronger and guard in the eyes. So David Yitzchak is saying 25 years ago. And we're saying it to our, he's telling us to us also, we have to guard our eyes even more in a way that a person will look in our eyes and have a hilul tshuva. I think I Rabbelan also. You see Rabbelan, you tremble. You see his eyes. Look at where you see him, not the picture. You see him, you tremble. I'm ready to see. So that was the stories for today. Ibn Hashem, the Shir, and tomorrow we do Yahweh, we do it to Am Yisrael.